Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is an inter-federation bout and will be held under BACW rules and will be one fall to a finish. Coming down the aisle, he stands 5 foot 10 inches tall and weighed in tonight at 225 pounds, representing the Stage Wrestling Federation, Washington, D.C.'s very own, Doug Weinkoop!
As Doug Weinkoop comes down the aisle, I have to say this, love him or hate him, you must realize that Doug Weinkoop is a very smart person both inside and outside of the ring. With lightning-like speed, Weinkoop's ability to race around the ring usually puts most opponents at an early disadvantage in most of his matches. Like his opponent, Weinkoop is a surgical genius inside the ring when it comes to his technical wrestling ability, always thinking two or three moves ahead and making it virtually impossible for his opponents to stay on balance. But with all this good, there definitely is some bad about Weinkoop. Weinkoop, ladies and gentlemen, has a very bad temper. He tends to overreact, and this could cause some trouble in this very, very hostile environment. Let's not forget that he's a rookie and that he will make rookie mistakes as this bout proceeds into the latter stages, but he could also make mistakes early if he's too aggressive. And speaking of the man who rarely makes mistakes, let's introduce to you the former eWrestling.org champion, Absolute Libriel. Dim, and as Lee Reel's entrance music begins to blast throughout the speakers, a blood-red spotlight hits the curtains, and there he is! Without that World Heavyweight Championship around his waist, there is Absolute Lee Reel flanked by Madison and Homeless Bob. As Lee Reel comes down to the ringside area, hopping up onto the apron, he pulls on the top ropes, flipping himself head over heels into the ring, and taking one knee, bowing to the fans. Listen to them actually get all over Absolute Lee Reel. I think this is the first time that I've heard Lee Reel actually get booed in a BA arena in a long, long time. Certainly not this year.
And now in the ring, accompanied by his girlfriend Madison and the super sidekick Homeless Bob, he stands 6 foot 5 inches tall and weighed in tonight at a slim, trim, jacked, stacked 253 pounds from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He is the Canadian wrestle god. Ladies and gentlemen, there is only one Absolute Reel.
Earlier in the evening, Lee Reel told the fans that he wanted to move on to bigger and better things. And I have to admit, that comment got even under my skin. But this isn't about me. This is about Lee Reel versus Doug Weinkoop, with a lot of implications as to who's going to climb the WWA ladder of success on the line. Well, there's no time to waste. The referee's signal for the bell is Reel versus Weinkoop, and here we go! Both men cautiously circle the logo and finally engaging in a card tie. Weinkoop quickly executes a blistering arm whip that skids Lee Reel across the canvas. Reel shakes out his arm and moving back into collar tie position. Weinkoop hits the arm drag again, and Reel, oh my god, look at that look of holy cow on his face. Reel is now getting out wrestled, and I never thought I would hear the day where I would say that happened, but Lee Reel will not be denied. He is calling for a third collar tie, and Weinkoop appears to be willing to comply. Weinkoop now looks for another whip, but it's Reel who counters low with the drop toe hold and transitioning into a side headlock. Lee Reel looks to slow the pace down, and that's the inexperience of Doug Weinkoop that I was talking about before the bell began. Weinkoop now powers himself off the canvas, but Reel refuses to let go of the side headlock, and it's Weinkoop who goes under and around, and it's Weinkoop who now has Lee Reel stuck in a hammerlock. No, Lee Reel does some fancy footwork, and he reverses the hammerlock, and look at, ooh, DDT by Lee Reel, and he's going for the win. One, two, no, easy kick out by Doug Weinkoop, folks, and this one's gonna continue. Yanking Weinkoop off the canvas, Lee Reel tosses him into the ropes, but Doug reverses the hold. Here comes Lee Reel off the nylon, and ooh, damn, what a picture-perfect flying forearm by Doug Weinkoop, and down goes Lee Reel, and fans, Lee Reel is in trouble. Weinkoop quickly ascends the turnbuckle, and wobbling back and forth into the upright position, Lee Reel turns towards Weinkoop, and oh, oh my god, Weinkoop with the tumbleweed, and that runs Lee Reel right over at Doug Weinkoop. Oh my god, he's applying the dreaded combo crunch. Lee Reel is fighting, but he's fading fast. Reel looks to shrug off the clutch, and look at, oh, bulldog by Weinkoop from Cobra clutch position, and I don't think I've ever seen that before here in Banish Podcast Championship Wrestling. Wine Coop drops to one knee, and I think he thinks this one is over. One, two, no, Lee Real clears his arm through the press, and this match, folks, is most likely far from over. I can say this from my ringside advantage seat, that from what I've seen, Doug Wine Coop is as good as advertised, and if Lee Real isn't careful, he could easily lose this bout to the man from the Sage Wrestling Federation. Aztec suplex on Lee Real further softens up the neck areas of the Absolute One, and calling for a side suplex, Lee Real digs deep. Oh, and he counters with the belly to belly. Real is still very shaken up, but managing to body slam Wine Coop onto the logo. Here comes Lee Real, and he's going for Canadian Thunder. No, Wine Coop gets his knees up, and just like that, it's almost as if Doug Wine Coop knew exactly what Lee Real was gonna do before Lee Real even knew what he was gonna do. Did that just make sense? Rolling to the outside and getting up onto the apron, it's Wine Coop who catapults himself into the ring, and ooh, springboard dropkick hits the mark, and Wine Coop's going again for the win. One, two, Real gets his shoulder up the canvas in the nick of time, folks, and this match once again is gonna continue. I am truly amazed at the blazing speed of Doug Wine Coop, but we're talking about absolutely Real, and when it comes to a mat tactician, anything is possible when Lee Real is inside the ring. Real, with the rake of the eyes, buys himself some time and leading into a super... Oh, Wine Coop just pulled the referee into the super kick, and down goes the man in stripes, and uh-oh, with the referee out in BACW, it's clusterfuck time. Diving into the ring with the steel chair in his hand, McLean levels Wine Coop, and Real is stunned. McLean looks to level Real, but Real bails through the ropes and down onto the small mats and inside the squared circle. Matt McLean is now locking on the breaking point crossface on Douglas Wine Coop. McLean told everybody at Summer Games that he was going to attack any and all WWA wrestlers who came into BACW looking to make a name for themselves off the back of Matt McLean. Come on, McLean, let go of the hold! As Wine Coop continues to scream and pain into the ring, comes BACW security, and they're peeling Matt McLean off a now unconscious Doug Wine Coop. And wait a minute, folks, Lee Real is on the turnbuckle. Here he comes, highlight of the night onto Doug Wine Coop, and Wine Coop has been just crushed like a bug. Hook of the leg, why is the referee counting? One, two, three, oh my God, Doug Wine Coop has been robbed, and I don't know what to say. Yeah, I'm not a big Doug Wine Coop fan, but that's bullshit, referee.
Ladies and gentlemen, the referee has explained to me that this match was held under BACW rules, which means there is no disqualification and no countout. Therefore, your winner of the match by pinfall, there is only one Absolutely Real.
I am absolutely disgusted to be the commentator of BACW, and I'm going to be the first to apologize to the stage, to their wrestlers, to their fans, to the owner of that federation. I am disgusted that Doug Wine Coop came into BACW with good intentions. He didn't bring a gaggle of guys with him from the stage. He didn't use a foreign object. Doug Wine Coop came in and acted nothing but professional here in BACW. And to have this match ruined by the jealousy of Matt McLean is just simply sickening. Fans, Matt McLean is in the back, and he apparently has something to say. And I guess there's nothing left for me to say other than, take it away, Matt McLean. I hope you're happy with yourself.
I told you, this was long from over, Lee. You told me that I'd never break you. Well, look at you now, Mr. BACW Savior. You come out here, and you take on a WWA guy and think you're hot shit. Guess what, Lee? I just lived up to my promise. I broke you. This is not over. This is not over between you and I, Lee. Not by a long shot. Consider this a message from the Crippler.